Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 71% of hiring decision makers are willing to hire contingent workers to meet their business needs. But more than half of those hiring expect to face challenges in finding qualified candidates. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. Express is in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your hiring challenges. Visit expresspros.com for a location near you. Summer is coming and that means vacation. But if you are a parent, you know how fast your kids grow. And that means nothing from last summer will fit. And we need to get the kids new summer clothes. Well, if you're looking for summer clothes for the kids like me, you are in luck. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is coming. And trust me, you don't want to miss it. Get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. And 15% off beauty, makeup, and more. Plus free shipping when you spend $25. April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in-store.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, well, we've just had some snow. We've had some snow days.
We have. You know, one of my friends posted the other day who isn't in our industry, and it actually kind of made me laugh. She was like, "What's with the fashion show photo shoots in the snow?" She was like, "Why is my feed just full of like people in perfect ski suits?" And I was like, "Yeah, so you can always check in here and know that that's not true."
Well, it was funny because I was talking to one of our girlfriends in Queendom. Well, minus two. There's three left, but
process of elimination.
But she was basically saying how she was, you know, she had a lot of work to do. So she was, she felt bad because she saw everybody out on Instagram with the kids in the snow. And I'm like, listen, yeah, it's all lies, friend. Like, yes, we had fun for 5 minutes. And then right. Jace, like his coming his down, this is not fun. And I'm like, and I felt, at first I didn't post it because I'm like, I'm literally laughing at him.
Oh, it's, you have to laugh at that though.
But you know, people are like, don't laugh at your kids. But that was, I'm sorry, that was funny.
So I've like, never identified more with a human in all my life. I was like, Jace, come live with me. I'm your person.
He also looked like he was having fun at first. So it's, you know what I mean? In my head, I was like, he looks like he's having fun. He's halfway smiling as he's saying, this is not fun, I feel like.
Yeah, he was screaming at the top, then this is not fun. And then I think at the bottom, he liked it, but it was 5 minutes. I'm like, friend, we all got dressed. It took us 25 minutes to get dressed for a 5 minute snow play
day.
That's
the worst part. Somebody has to pee the minute they're dressed. You have to undress.
So I'm like, don't feel bad. I'm like, Instagram is just full of lies.
Yeah. Oh, like, I didn't go outside one time.
Yes, we did have fun though. I mean, I will say Jolie is my girl when it comes to, I mean, she just was rolling. I buried her in the snow. Like she's like, Mom, bury me. Like she's my little Michigan heart with the snow.
I feel nervous. I got nervous in this snowstorm that my kids might move someplace cold to live forever and I'm going to have to move there to be with grandbabies because they're so in right now. And I am not.
Who's in?
Love and Legend are outside. Oh, like outside. They are all in on snow.
Yeah.
I'm the worst. I don't even really go out. Mine just kind of get, I mean, Nick might go out every now and then. They just go.
Well, we have a great hill for sledding in our front yard. So I did bribe Jace the second day. Cause I'm like, the thing with me and him, I'm like, you're a kid. Yeah. Like have fun. It's like, he's allergic to fun sometimes.
Yeah.
Which I feel bad even saying, but he's just more sensitive and just more like doesn't.
Yeah.
He's just reserved.
He likes comfort.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, but I'm like, I want him to like have fun. I saw this quote or some meme or whatever it was basically saying, I know you're busy. You've had a hard day. It's a long day of work, X, Y, and Z. But remember, this is their childhood. And that really hit me because I'm you know, what do you want? Like, go put the TV. It's like, this is their childhood. Like, have fun. And like, and this is,
these are the years that they're going to remember.
Yeah.
I do think he'll grow out of that.
For sure.
I don't, and honestly, I don't know because it's just how he's always been. He loves the comfort of home. I think it was because of COVID and at that age, I remember post COVID, he was like home. Cause we just stayed home.
Same.
Yeah. And so I was like, baby, no, like we would, I remember Mike and I would take him out just to go to the grocery store. But he would scream home.
Well, it's weird. Like I remember the first time we took Legend out, his real first outing was Monster Jam. And he was like, kind of, it was so stimulating. He was like, yellow trash can. And I thought maybe we should have just like hopped by Walgreens or something and done like take the edge off, you know, like it's a lot for their brains.
Yeah.
But Love was always like that. And now she's like, she rides roller coasters at Disney and.
Yeah. Well, and that's, yeah. I mean,
I just think all personalities are, you know, they're all different.
Yeah.
And he may grow out of it or he just may be one that doesn't enjoy that.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. I'm fine with it. I just, when it comes to snow though, I think because I grew up in the snow, I'm like, this is fun.
Yeah.
You know, but I have
aren't
to.
Aren't you having fun?
And then, I'm like, let's have fun.
Because I grew up in the snow. I'm like, stay inside. It's miserable.
And I'm like, wee. I loved it as a kid. Like I loved it. Oh my gosh. We do ice igloos, like the whole thing.
You were also an ice skater though.
Sure. I was used to cold. Having said that, have you guys watched that movie, Society in the Snow?
Yes.
Okay, so Alan and I watched it over this Arctic blast is what the weather people were saying.
I don't know why that got good to me.
He's like, Alan's like, we survived the Arctic blast. Because they can't just say a snowstorm. They have to make it super dramatic. So we watched it. And so our kind of running joke, which it shouldn't be a joke, but we're like, he's like, because we asked, would you be able to survive? And so I'm like, yeah, I think I could. And then 2 seconds outside, I'm like, my feet are cold. And he's like, really, the Andes? You could survive the Andes? The Andes Mountains? Mm-mm. But Society of the Snow is a true story of these Uruguayan, not football, what's the rugby players. Mm-hmm. The plane crashes. I'm going to butcher this. I think it's 1972. And there were these survivors that were there for 72 days outside in the Andes. And they stopped the search, like the whole thing. So we watched this movie. And it takes about 72 days to watch it because it's so long, but it's it's a great movie.
It is a good movie. It just gave me such anxiety though. And I don't usually get anxiety from movies. I had to like kind of stop for a while and go back and stop and go back. It was a lot. Not to give it away, but like when the like snow came into the plane, like twice in a row, I'm like in my head, I'm like, just take me. Like I couldn't do it.
Well, here's the question that I want to pose. And this might be, this is morbid, but I want to know, like, first of all, 72 days, what would you do to survive is basically the question because this is something they didn't show in the movie, but they got a lot of hate for what they did out there.
Yeah.
So they had to eat the dead bodies to survive.
Guys, I don't even eat chicken. So I think we all know I'm first. They should eat me actually.
So I guess that's my first question, one. What would you do to survive?
Not much. That's my answer.
Not much.
So, not much. You guys, it's miserable. Like being cold to me is like miserable. Oh, and we grew up in the same place.
You gotta watch the movie.
I do not enjoy, I hate to say it, like it's beautiful for a day while it's sunny. I think that's one benefit we get here because Michigan stays so gray for so long.
Yeah.
I just do not, I don't enjoy it. We have friends that are like, come to Vail.
Like, really,
like,
if you're put in that situation and it's either life or death.
Like you're dying.
Like you know you will die if you don't eat because you can only have what? And you'll die if you don't have food in 7 days, water in three.
I think it was the
threes?
I think it was like three food weeks without something. Food.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Three days without water.
Something
three.
Like that.
It's like in the movie they said that, something about threes.
Okay.
I don't remember exactly, but.
What would you do? That kind of posed the question because Alan's like, do you think you'd survive?
Would you eat my leg, Kat?
I honestly don't know. I mean, I would think if I got as far as those people did, because so many people didn't. I mean, so many people didn't even survive to that point. Mm-hmm. But if you're at that point, I mean, I probably would have eaten.
Oh, you'd be gnawing at my ribs.
No,
well, you would not be first to go. You're too tiny. You would feed us like you're like a Kit Kat or something.
Here's not yours. I would definitely pick someone
else. Here's what I told
Alan. She's a Go Macro Bar with a heartbeat.
Yeah.
It's not going to work for us.
Here's what I told Alan though about that. And this is what I would do in that situation personally. If it had been a couple days, For me, I can't sit still and just wait to be rescued. Well, I would have started walking.
Walking, agreed.
As soon as I could, because I know that if they did get found, then someone would, you know, go find me or something, mm-hmm. or say, hey, she started walking that way. I could not just sit there and wait for someone to come rescue me.
Especially,
now I get the circumstances, but I just was like, I'd rather die trying than die waiting.
Especially once they went to the top of the mountain and realized you couldn't see it. You know, like, I feel like there was hope until that point, but then they walked up and it was like, they looked down and it was like, you can't see it from the sky.
Yeah.
Then I would have worked on, what do we need to do to make this work to start walking?
Yeah.
I agree.
But it also made me go, then I want to get in a plane. But it was also 1970 something. So, but anyways, I don't know why I guess got in that.
A lot of spoiler alerts and sorry.
I still don't know if I would eat. But
I don't know either.
I'd like to start walking first, because again, you're going to deteriorate as time goes on. So it's like my healthy self would want to start the trek.
Yeah.
As soon as possible to get out.
I'm a movement person. So we would have to make something happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oofties. Anyways.
I just can't believe they got so much hate for that. Like, survival.
And it's not like they killed them. They were dead.
No. Oh, yeah.
And a lot
and I
of
mean,
them
survival
said,
is such
to eat my body.
Instinct, too. That's why I say I don't know. Like, I don't know if instincts would kick in to where it's just like, how do I survive? You know what I mean?
I mean, I can barely swallow an omega-3 without puking because of the fish. So, like, it would...
I could watch it.
It's disgusting. But I think that'd be really hard. But again, if you're done, you know, and they're dead. I don't know. So.
I do not know.
I do have metal rods in my bag, so for what it's worth, y'all could use that. I just feel like somewhere. Wow. I know, right?
To hike up the mountain.
No, I guess. I don't know. And it's hardware and food. Okay. I'm weird.
I'm glad you watched that so we could talk about that.
I'm glad I'm never going to, so we can already.
All right, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to get Kristen and Dina on. They've got a podcast called After Bedtime, Big Little Feelings Instagram as well. So it's going to be, it's a mommy group essentially that you wish you had. So get them on. After the break. One of my goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. So it's so important, obviously, for just the overall world, but just, you know, you feel better about sustainability. Well, I love being able to shop sustainably at Macy's. I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose. Did you know that 95% of pregnant women are not getting their recommended daily intake of key omega-3s? That's where Ritual comes in. Their prenatal contains 350 milligrams of eco-friendly, vegan omega-3 DHA in every serving, sourced from algal oil instead of fish. I loved Ritual. I took it when I was pregnant with Roman. I also now take their multivitamin. It's just an amazing everyday thing that I know is good for the body. A prenatal multivitamin made traceable with vegan, bioavailable, and clinically studied key nutrients for before and during pregnancy. Like omega-3 DHA to support baby's brain development and choline and methylated folate to support baby's neural tube development. Their vitamins are rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. Ritual works with world-class certification bodies to validate their products. Why settle for a multivitamin you're not 100% sure about? Ritual was literally built on trust, so you know it's the real deal. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/wine. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women Prenatal to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/wine for 25% off. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require.
Hey guys.
Hi.
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 Okay. So Kristen is literally obsessed with you guys. So
I am.
Yeah. And you girls are, again, like anytime you're ever in Nashville, let's just do a little like mom night. That'd be super fun.
Oh, so fun.
But Kristen, do you want to just take it away with your obsession here?
Well, yeah. Okay. So I'm not obsessed like I am with Jessica Simpson. So I want to clarify. I don't know your birthdays or like your favorite colors. So it's healthy in that way. I actually didn't know what you looked like until just now. So it's like, the great news is I'm obsessed with your content and your brains.
So
that's like, that's the best. I felt like you were one of the first resources I found that felt to align with the way I was parenting and the need to actually like understand these little people more than just like, we know innately that they need discipline and they need boundaries because that's part of how they feel safe. We know it. But then you put yourself like in the actual like scenarios and it's really difficult sometimes to parent strong-willed world leaders. I'm positive. I'm just going to keep speaking it over him.
Yes.
But I am raising Will Ferrell. Okay. So there's part of it. He's also the most alpha man I've ever met in my life besides my own father. Tell me how to raise my son. Go ahead. Just start anywhere you'd like. But
no big I think deal. We need more info, but I think you answered it, right? It's about firm boundaries. It's about... Yeah. Letting them know that, you know, you do hear them, you do see them, right? Because I do think that that's where our parents' generation kind of missed the boat, right? And it leaves certain kids feeling really unempowered, not the strong-willed ones, but they're unempowered and they're people pleasers. And that's how I am now, right? We're just like, whatever you need, I'm so sorry. Here's a big tip. I'm so sorry to bother you. It's your job, but I'm so sorry to bother you. And then for those strong-willed kids, when they don't feel seen and they don't feel heard while you're setting the boundary, by the way, you're not letting them do what they want. You're setting the boundary. But when you avoid the like making them really feel heard, you're just exasperating. You're just dealing with a show all day, right? So it's like all we really have to do is know as parents, we know what's best. We're holding those healthy boundaries and making our kids feel seen and heard and safe at the same time.
Yeah. Which is hard, by the way, when they're like screaming at you and they're on the floor or they're like doing exactly what you just told them not to do. It's hard. It's hard.
What about like, and I've said this a few times with my daughter where it's, I can tell that she wants to say something, but it's like she won't say it because it's either she might think it might hurt my feelings or I don't know. Sometimes I just look at her and I'm like, Jolie, do you have any feelings around something? She's like, no. And I'm like, you do. Like you do. So I'm like, and then I like feel like I'm trying to push to like know what it is, but it's like, how do I get her to meet me? It's like, you can always talk to me and I'm here to listen to anything you want to say, but she still doesn't come. So I'm like, what did I do wrong? And then like, how do I like repair this to have her talk to me?
Yeah. I mean, I'm curious, how old is she, by the way?
She's about to be 8 in January or this, okay. Yeah, the end of this month.
Yeah. Yeah. So they start to have like their own little lives at this point, you know, they're getting bigger. They have their own experiences, but a few thoughts. I'm sure Kristen has some too. I don't think you're doing anything wrong necessarily. All children are just different in how they experience their feelings, share about their feelings, handle them. You know, some kids are just not as comfortable directly talking about feelings. And there's a few things that we can do at home to kind of, you know, support it. The main thing is we want to normalize feelings. So even us sharing about our feelings, like, oh, you know, today at work, there was someone, we kind of didn't agree on things. I was feeling frustrated. I took a second and then I had a conversation to share, you know, and we talked it through. Even just kind of normalizing feelings in general, just it helps so much because there's no such thing as a bad feeling and the feelings are happening inside whether we share about them or not, really, you know.
And the one, my daughter is 7, so she's getting to the similar age and she's probably very similar too, where they really don't want to like ruffle the boat, they don't want to ruffle any feathers. And I don't know about you, but I'm frankly more worried about that kid than my strong-willed kid. Like I know it's hard to parent a strong-willed kid. I'm more worried about, you know, the little girl or boy that's like really wanting to keep the peace and not wanting to ruffle feathers. It's nothing you did wrong, right? Some of us are more prone to that. You're doing great because you're trying to have that dialogue. I do find with mine, an amazing thing that we do is at bedtime. So it's just me and her or just her dad and her. we'll do like, what made you happy today? What made you sad today? And what are you looking forward to tomorrow? Right. Or rose and thorn or anything like that.
Yeah. We do sad part and happy part every single dinner, which now they go, mommy, what was your sad part of the day? So I don't even have to say anymore. Now it's become something they want to. So like it's every single night. And I do like that piece. Yeah.
That that, I feel like that. And especially if you do it one-on-one too, where there's like not a lot of chaos and it's just them. And maybe since you're already doing that at dinner, you could do something different, like rose and thorn, or it just opens up. You'll be so surprised how just that intimate moment of just them, there's no siblings, there's no food around. And, you know, they really open up about their day or something that might've happened.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You could also, one last idea is keep a little bowl in your house that at any point she can write down whatever she's feeling or wanting to share about and kind of drop it in for you to see. Just another idea.
Yep. I like that. Yeah. It's funny because my daughter is like, our daughters are the same age and our sons are the same age. And then we both just had brand new babies. So we're like, we kind of lean into each other, but we've really come to realize like our sons are really so different. You know, like Jace is such a sweet, handsome, good person. And Legend is a sweet, handsome person.
He's a very good person too.
But I'm in an abusive relationship with him right now.
My son is just not, he's just not really the typical boy. Like he's just more, he's just a little softer.
He's a lot softer. It's okay. We're friends. Yeah. He's quite a bit softer actually. He's a good man. But my daughter like pulls out her file folder at the end of the day. Like I get in bed with her and we like, you know, and she's like, great, glad you're here. And she starts like, you know, like all the things she's ready to download me on because she's waited all day.
She's like, I've got an agenda, mom. Let's go.
She does. So let me, I think because 2/3 of us are in this season, can we ask if there's any best advice for, we just brought home new babies and the gap is pretty big because both big kids are like 8 and 5. And now we have like a two month old and 7 month old. Is there any like proactive things you could think in your arsenal for us to participate in like daily or weekly maybe that would help with keeping, I think so far, right? On your team too, everybody is really loves the baby. So we don't have any of that.
No disliking.
Yeah. No disliking of the baby.
That's a lot. Isn't it so much? Well, it's so much easier, if you will, with the big kid stage because that's sort of like primal jealousy, whoa, I don't know what's going on, is kind of missing, which is nice. I have, it was right, like a 7-year-old, 4-year-old when I had the newborn, and it was such a different thing than having two kids closer together where they love the baby and they're excited about the baby and they totally get it, which is nice. I think in my household, the thing, now that he's 15 months old, I can see when you add that third and it's just less attention, no matter how you splice it, right? Whether it's because they're a newborn or just because you just have another little body. So we have the 10-minute miracle. This really does work for not just toddlers, but also big kids, where every single day, if you can, take 10 minutes, just you and that kid. And I think especially for big kids, it can feel overwhelming because you're like, I should be taking them to Disneyland. I should go to, you know, we should be going to Color Me Mine or whatever. But really, truly, even at the big kid stage, if you take 10 minutes and have somebody else take the baby and somebody else take and put your phone down and do anything, it could be quiet coloring, it could be anything. It's just giving them that attention that in the chaos in my house really doesn't happen for them.
Dr. Amen totally talked about that too. Yeah, he said how that affects the brain and what that does for a child too, which is, you know, I think that's great. Kat, you were saying, what you were saying, not soft?
Well, I just don't think that you can equate, and not to like contradict what you were saying, but that like good kid, soft, not soft.
Oh, I don't
think
he's a bad kid.
You know what I mean?
He's just an alpha.
They're also, because like I have an alpha boy who is now 14, very alpha, but also very much a good kid. You know what I mean? So I just wanted to say, because it sounded like we were kind of, you know, comparing that. But also I think that 10 minute thing, I don't even realize that I do that.
Oh, wow.
But I do that. I mean, I've always said, and we've kind of talked about this before, making sure that you have time for each child, because I've got 3, but 14 to 7. And man, is that so important.
It feels like that way for me as an adult, even, you guys. Like,
even, but even the 14-year-old doesn't even know it, doesn't realize it. We may talk about a lot. We may talk about nothing. Like, it's just, and then also I was going to say, when you were asking about Jolie, it hasn't started as much with Ramsey, but I really did it with Emmy. very specific questions. Mm-hmm. So like I started asking her, not just, you know, how was your day or what did you do at school? Just very like, hey, who all's sitting at the lunch table now? Oh, okay. So-and-so is sitting at the other table. So what does that mean? Are they, and we just like ask very specific, and it gets the conversation going.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's super helpful.
You avoid the whole, like, how was school today? Good. You know, what did you do?
Yeah. Nothing. That's what I normally will get. That's what I'll get. Like, how was your practice? Good. Okay. I'm like, okay. So did this, you know, I mean, it's just very specific. Finally gets her talking because she would prefer probably not to talk about all this stuff too. But then I just really get her going and that's just been helpful.
One of my goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. So it's so important, obviously, for just the overall world, but just, you know, you feel better about sustainability. Well, I love being able to shop sustainably at Macy's. I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles in operation. Compatible device and vehicle require. Finding the right person for your team can be challenging. When it's time to hire, turn to Express Employment Professionals. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 63% of hiring decision makers are planning to increase headcount at their company this spring, and more than half are doing so due to increased volumes of work. Don't let the work overwhelm you. Let Express handle your hiring. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. We're in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your staffing challenges. With more than 860 locally owned offices, you'll find one near you at expresspros.com. Each year, more than 70,000 businesses turn to Express to manage their hiring. Make the most of your time and leave recruiting and hiring to the experts at Express. Visit expresspros.com today. I think where I fall to my problem, which is I'd love to lean on you guys for this, is, you know, the 10-minute thing. I'm like, all right, I would love to do that. Having said that, if I was to do 10 minutes, it's like, Jolie and Jace are so together all the time. They play together all the time. And part of that, I feel bad because I'm like, go play with your brother, go play with your sister. And they're always playing together where, and Jace is, you know, he's like, well, if I was to take that minute with Jolie or 10 minutes, you know, and I take her to the nails, but it's to me, I'm like every day for 10 minutes, I'm like, Jace is going to want to just get in on all that, you know, because he's just so, I don't want to say codependent on me, but just.
Well, no, I mean, they're five. That's a he's just age too.
Either wants to be around me or Jolie, you know, and just on us all the time. And so I think that's, you know, I can say go play with Alan or whatever, but it's also, you know, he'll want to do what we're doing. So how do I, find that time to make sure I get those 10 minutes each? And then, on top of that, is it bad to always say, go play with your brother, go play with your sister?
Two questions. I love that. Well, first of all, I just want to say again, because this is, I have true experience with like the literal exact same age gap. So I just have to say, even this week, I'm like, I cannot, like, I'm really impressed that you were saying you just do that naturally. Cause I'm like, I don't. I mean, like you said, the older two just play together all the time. And then a lot of my focus is on the baby. And then, you know, we just go through our day. So I don't think it has to be every day. I think that you can do what you can. I also think that your partner can step in. I also think that like an aunt can step in. Sometimes Dina will take my kids and just have a one-on-one time with the oldest or something, you know, just making sure they sometimes feel that attention. And then when it comes to them wanting to be together, I think it's just important that we normalize that we have special time together. I go on dates with my husband all the time, right? And mm-hmm. I think that's important to normalize and to show my kids. And so it's kind of similar where, you know, maybe the other one can do screen time or something that they really love, or maybe they're, I don't know, we have to get creative with ideas, but just knowing it's never going to be 75 minutes. It's really going to be 10 yeah. minutes. Here's a timer. We can have like a visual cue just to know we're all going to be back together in 10 minutes. And by the way, you get the 10 minutes too, right? This is just for you.
Yeah. Like literally if I told, I'm just, when you said screen time, if I told Joey, like, let's go color, Jace, you can watch your screen. She'd be like, well, I don't watch screen, you know, it's know. Cause it's
yeah.
just
yeah,
because true. They don't get it in my house like ever. So yeah. like, I'm gonna have to think of something else because yeah. She's gonna be like, is it yeah. 10 minutes up yet? Like, yeah.
it takes a little bit of coordinating yeah. sometimes. Like when I yeah. do this recently, I have to literally set up a plan with my husband for that time to be like, okay, you take the other one. Like you're doing yeah. your special 10 minutes now.
You right. know? No, and I think yeah. that's something else. Cause I mean, Alan does, my fiance, he's incredible with the kids and he'll be like, he takes Jace on a monthly mandate. So he'll take him to a little restaurant that's in town. So that with that way I can be like, all right, Jolie, girl date us. But it's just hard because it's like, now we have the baby. We don't have help. It's right. just like,
yeah.
Well, and I don't think it has to be that big of a again. Thing. But you know what
you
I mean?
Know where I always go though? Cause I'm like, I feel bad that it's not some big
it
thing.
It doesn't. Yeah. And that's the thing. And like, I was just thinking about it. A, it got easier for me as I got older, obviously.
Sure.
They don't play together. Like they are three kids that do separate things. Maybe the girls will do skincare together every now and then.
Right.
So that, but also if we don't get it at home, we get it in the car. Mm-hmm. So there's also that mm-hmm. like, cause we've got so many yeah. sports and it's rare that they're all together, which is not everyone's case, but we're all going different places. So that's where a lot of it ends mm-hmm. up happening for us is just one-on-one time in the car.
Like that yeah. totally counts. Yeah. By the way, we started doing Harry Potter with my 7-year-old on the way to gymnastics. Now, sometimes mm-hmm. the baby and the middle is in the car. And so it's not quite the peaceful thing you would imagine, sure. right? But some of the time we have this new ritual where we listen to Harry Potter on the way to gymnastics, if I can ever take her alone. That counts,
yeah.
you know? And you have a 2-month-old. Yeah. Yeah. Like, I don't think I had special time, 10-minute miracle on my radar when I had a 2-month-old. I mean, this totally. Is like not the time to be doing anything other than what you're doing right now. Like throw mm-hmm. that away. And then when your baby 3 months, 4 months, 6 months, they're crawling around, you know, then do mm-hmm. the 10 minute miracle. Like,
you know what else goes great. A really long way too, when it comes to like the baby or just having a sibling in general, is, you know, those days where it's like one of them is just so annoyed with the other one, or the baby's been crying and it's just kind of hard on the other kid, to be able to just at bedtime or whenever in a quiet moment, just validate that. And be like, you know, being a brother, being a sister, it can be really hard sometimes, you know, because a lot of times our instinct is to kind of push through and be like, no, no, you know, like we love them. They're your best friend. They're your friend for life. But really right. when we can just like give them that space, be like, yeah, sometimes it's really hard. Like it really goes a long way for them.
Mm-hmm. What is y'all's opinion on discipline?
I knew we were gonna go here.
No, I'm just asking.
I actually was gonna ask for myself,
like, what do you think is appropriate discipline for not being too soft or too hard?
Yeah, I mean, discipline's a very confusing thing. Like, let's just start off there. There's a million and one opinions about how to approach things. So yes, very confusing. But if you start to just get to the root of like what the word actually means, the Latin root is to teach. We're teaching our kids how to deal with tricky situations and big feelings in safe ways. Like really, that's the root of it. So yeah, I think it depends on kind of just like what area of discipline. But when we think about it from that filter, like we're teaching them how to deal with things.
Well, we're also teaching them better behavior, right? We want them mm-hmm. to be better behaved. We want them to be empathic. We want them to be nice. We want them to be kind. But we also yeah. have to realize, A, the true meaning, it's to teach. And then B, where they are at in their brain development. So even your 10-year-old, you know, sure, we give a 2-year-old a pass, but a 10-year-old's brain is still not fully formed. We're still literally actively teaching from the time that they are born all of these skills. And I think that gets missing in the conversation, where we would never be really harsh and punish if they didn't learn their ABCs, or if they swung and they didn't hit the baseball, right? And maybe when I was younger, you still got punished for that. But we've kind of, a good coach and a good teacher and a good boss, like, They are leading confidently. They're letting you make mistakes. They are not necessarily happy about the mistakes. They're not allowing the mistakes. They're not letting you run the show or run the ship, but they know that you're there to be their teacher and to be their guide. So when you look at discipline as a whole in that way, I think it's really helpful, right? Where it's like, in those really hard moments when they make a mistake, when there is unwanted behavior, we can let them know firmly, like, hey, this is not okay. Hey, you do not hit your baby sister. Hey, you have to get your homework in on time. We can be firm and still right. not, you know, get, like, scare the living shit out of them, because that's not going to help them learn, right?
Because what we know about brain science, exactly, what we know about brain science now is that when our kids feel scared, like when we're loud, we're threatening them, their brain kind of shuts down. Like, they actually can't take in new information. They can't think, they can't reflect on how to do better. So they're really not learning what to do for next time.
Mm-hmm. I do feel that. And so in recent episodes here at Wind Down, I said publicly that Legend, my middle, and by the way, he's a lover. He's a good dude. He's really super smart. He's too smart almost, you know, the type. And he is just, I am alone about 200 nights a year. My husband is in music and he's gone. And it, until a month ago, has just literally been us, no help. Okay. So I need to frame that, because this dude gains 10 more pounds and he's going to be bigger than me. Right. So the testosterone is raging at his age group. It's starting to really show itself. And we're a pretty girly household. We're very feelings. He does say things like, I feel sad, I feel angry, which I have been really proud of, because he's able to like name some things instead of just yeah. crying or storming out or whatever. So what we've run into though, is that he literally will just scream at me. Like, it's like maddening, right? And I stay calm and I just say, I'm not going to do that with you. I see that you're sad. You know, listen, guys, I'm a follower on Instagram. I'm cutting out all your little things. I've downloaded your little, you know, mobile e-books and all the things, right? So there was a time where Legend Bruss got soap in his mouth. I was not angry when I did it. I said, you are not going to speak to me that way. You're not going to speak to me that way. And I said, on three, you are going to get soap in your mouth. I know Kristen's taking a drink of coffee for those that can't see, because she does want to frame this in a way.
It's not like vodka. You know what I mean? It's just a little coffee. I'm ready. Continue.
I listen. I know, but I can tell you're like, how do I politely tell this girl she's derailed her whole household?
No, that's not what we're saying. We're not here to judge. That's the last thing we're here for.
Well, that's refreshing.
I did. Just kidding. I just said it's not in alignment with what I
know. I know. I'm just kidding. People were like, it was funny because I felt like I love how honest we are with each other all the time, but I felt like people were like offended on our behalf. And I was like, I wasn't offended. Anyways, what I've learned is that doesn't really work for him, and that's fine. But it was literally like the first time that I've ever showed like myself, I guess, being, this is like very Nat Geo sounding or something, but like, more like dominant than him or something. He never has seen me. I'm the feeling creature. And when dad comes home, dad kind of wants to be fun, if I'm honest, because he is gone a lot. So bedtimes are kind of out the window and I try to keep it a little consistent, but, and I'm not making excuses. I'm just letting you know, like, that's literally like the first time he's ever seen me be a person. Since then, a week ago, him and I had a conversation where I actually told him, I said, you're not treating me like a good friend. You're actually not being kind to me and you're hurting my feelings. And I said, and that's me being honest with you. And so when you talk to me that way, it does make me sad. Because after a while, you get beat down and you're by yourself.
Yeah.
That has been the biggest change for him so far. Like, I don't want to jinx it, but in this last week, I'm like, Legend, I still want to be loved on too, you know, but, and I'm not putting pressure on him to be an adult, but it's like, I don't need to just, like, it's almost like default behavior at some point when they keep doing the same things. And that's what I felt like was happening.
Mm-hmm. I think it's good for your kids to be able to talk about feelings in that way with you. It sounded like really honest and open.
Yeah. And I wasn't like guilting, you know, but yeah. I do think there is this wave, like our generation seems to be very mindfully parenting, which I love about us. I just also know it's not super realistic to have a whole society full of wild feelings that, like, you know, like I'm a Christian, so I know God tells me no for a reason. I know if I do something I'm not supposed to do, there's a consequence to that. Consequences are a good thing to know about too. So I think that's where people like you really matter to me, because you help us navigate the in-between of like old school OG parenting, which was like what you're talking about, Kristen. We're disciplined for things that were like, I was just being a human. Like, what in the world? I missed the ball at baseball practice. But then also, we can't swing the pendulum the whole other way, because then what are we doing? We're not teeing our kids up any better. We're teeing them up differently, but still maybe not for success.
Which I guess then goes back to the question of, you know, what do you guys think on discipline and how to discipline in those areas?
Yeah, well, I think, it really does come down to the coach and the baseball bat, because I think what we're missing again in this conversation is that your son's brain is not fully developed. And for him to sort of get feelings and not talk back to you and not, this is actually what kids are wired to do. Now, that doesn't mean we just let them, this is not permissive parenting. But what's different is, rather than seeing it as I need to go kind of put soap in their mouth or do something different than I would for the baseball scenario, you actually kind of have to show up the same way you would with the baseball scenario. Because like you saw, the soap in the mouth didn't work, right? Because again, fear, all the studies show, no matter what you're trying to learn, fear impedes long-term learning. It's just not going to work. And it's going to make your relationship probably a little bit wonkier, right? It's just not. And again, we all make mistakes. You're saying like you're alone. Please give yourself grace. It's just not a great default strategy. And when we approach a situation more like that teacher or boss, that's where we really will see the needle move. I love that you sat down and you had a conversation with him in a calm, regulated moment, just saying like, hey, you know, this isn't working. Like, we're getting into this pattern and it's not working. And that was great. And you can hold those boundaries and be, you want to be that firm leader 100% of the time. You really do. That's the common misconception, is firm leadership doesn't mean I'm going to scare the shit out of you. Firm leadership means I'm going to tell you what is okay and what is not okay. And I'm here to run this ship and keep everyone safe. I hear you. I see you. And this is not okay. That's what we want to kind of go with. We are the firm leader. We're not letting them exactly do what they want.
And in those conversations, that's where we go in with that mindset for ourselves and to teach them. All the feelings that you're experiencing, those are okay. It is okay to be angry. You can even be angry at me. The behavior is not okay. So this is the way that we let them out. And it's our job to teach them, you can feel angry, and here's a way that you can let it out next time.
So what is the way he can let it out?
Yeah, he can share it with you with a lower voice, right? He can write it down for you. I mean, it takes a ton of practice. It's not going to happen right away. But the more that we're reminding them of these more constructive ways of letting it out than yelling at you, the more that it's going to become their kind of like narrative going on in their own mind. Like, oh yeah, anger is okay. I can tell my mom. I can share my feelings. I can write it down. Because that's what we ultimately want to give them for life.
Right. We're raising adults. And especially you guys are seeing this shift, right? We're also not even at the toddler age. We're seeing a shift. So sometimes it's really easy to zoom out It's harder to zoom out and say, okay, if you want him as an adult, he's going to get angry, right? Mm-hmm. Somebody is going to fuck him. Somebody is going to do something to him. The traffic, the this, whatever it may be. When he is 30 or he's your age and he gets really angry, because it's going to happen, he's not going to shove it down, because that's probably going to lead to like a violent explosion later, or whatever we all do when we shove things down, you know, just me drinking and being wild, all the things you don't want to do when you shove things down. What are some things that you want him to do when he's angry as an adult? You want to teach him how to take a deep breath. You want to teach him, hey, when I'm really angry, I take a walk around the block. Like, it actually really stimulates my brain and I turn on really angry music. Or what? Mm-hmm. Get creative, right? It might be different for him. It might be, this sounds silly, but like pushing against a wall and screaming. I mean, there's a lot of different ways. And if we normalize that, especially I think for little boys, as they're getting older, yes, like you're going to feel anger, dude. Like, you just are. And sometimes that feels really overpowering. That doesn't scare me. I'm here for you. I'm here to teach you. that when you are an adult and ongoing, this is how you, this, these are some ways that you can literally make it better when you feel angry, and it's appropriate.
One of my goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. So it's so important, obviously, for just the overall world, but just, you know, you feel better about sustainability. Well, I love being able to shop sustainably at Macy's. I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. Finding the right person for your team can be challenging. When it's time to hire, turn to Express Employment Professionals. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 63% of hiring decision makers are planning to increase headcount at their company this spring, and more than half are doing so due to increased volumes of work. Don't let the work overwhelm you. Let Express handle your hiring. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. We're in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your staffing challenges. With more than 860 locally owned offices, you'll find one near you at expresspros.com. Each year, more than 70,000 businesses turn to Express to manage their hiring. Make the most of your time and leave recruiting and hiring to the experts at Express. Visit expresspros.com today. Do you guys believe then in that teaching strategy of, you know, disciplining, quotates, teaching, do you believe in taking away things then if they aren't behaving like, okay, if you do this again, like I'm telling you, you know, no iPad or no sleepover this weekend. Like, cause there's been a lot of times when I would say like, if you don't stop acting like this way, like you can't go to your friends, even though I'm like, I would love for you to go to your friends. Cause that helps me out a little bit. And then I'm like, I really wish I didn't say that because you just did it. Now I got to stick to it. You know,
this is a really good question though. Cause
so
I always wonder
curious, like what you would, what your advice with that is.
Mm-hmm. I mean, consequences can be great. They can be great teaching tools, but the way they tend to work the best or the most effective is when they are related to what's going on. So if you yell at me and you get no iPad, I mean, that's kind of, they're not very related. It's kind of a control tactic, which I understand. But I would say times where they are more effective could be like where they're not using an item appropriately, right? Like at this age, you're going to a website that like is not okay. I know we have locks for that now, but something like that where the rules are not being followed, like maybe, yeah, you don't get the iPad for a while.
Mm-hmm. So the only time I've cheated on you guys is when I've taken the positive parenting solutions course with
cheat on us
Amy.
All the time. Like more is
listen.
More.
Yeah. No, I know, but I just need you to know. But that's one of the things I think I learned most from that was that it has to be related consequences, yeah. Which is easier said than done when you're hindsight. Yeah. It's in the moment when you're like, what really matters to you? Yeah.
Do you guys ever disagree on parenting things?
Me and Kristen? No, yeah. I think we're so aligned.
Oh, yeah. And we're really
same here.
Total opposites in all.
Exactly.
Literally, I don't think there's one other thing that we, maybe we're both kind of messy, but otherwise, it's pretty crazy how it's 100% of the time with parenting.
And where do you think that you've done, you know, again, we're all just doing the best we can, but where do you fall short, I guess, of, you know, areas where it's like, okay, I yell, or like, what's your thing that you're trying to work on as a mom?
Yeah. I mean, I think for me, it's probably the yelling thing. I'm literally a child therapist. Okay. I know every strategy. I've been reading research on this for decades. Okay. And I'm a human. So when I'm in tough situations, I'm having a hard day. I'm just out of bandwidth, which by the way, happened literally yesterday where I was like, I am done, you know? So
Good. Laughing. I love it. Yeah.
I wouldn't even call it like falling short though. I would call it just being human. Like this is literally all of us. And to me, the difference is what is kind of like your goal and your go-to strategy. If your punishing is kind of your go-to, like a lot of us grew up in this type of environment where the go-to strategy to shift behavior was, I'm going to yell at you. I'm going to scare you. You will respect me. Go into your room. I don't want to see you anymore. Spanking. Those are all kind of not the go-to strategy that I'm striving for. Whereas I'm striving to teach them in these constructive ways that we all just spend a lot of time talking about. And I'm human. That means there's going to be days where I yell or I say something I didn't mean to. And then I go and try to repair it with them after and just show them how to take ownership over being human and having these moments and being like, hey, I'm really sorry. I was feeling so frustrated and so overwhelmed. I yelled. It's not the best way to let big feelings out. I'm sorry. Did it scare you or make you feel sad? Yeah, I can understand that. I'm going to work on not yelling next time I'm having a really big frustrated feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kristen, what about you?
Oh, God. Yeah.
I love you too. So.
Like, your pediatrician, your resident experts, like everyone is like, it's not like anyone is doing any of these things 100% of the time. Like the whole goal of reading any kind of parenting book or reading any parenting content, it's the same as learning anything, you know, or like, it's like going to the gym. There's going to be 2 days a week, literally at least probably three that I'm not going to the gym. You know what I mean? So if we can be like, the parent we want to be 4 days of the week, like we're doing great. I'm not put that, write that down. I'm not really a yeller, which is shocking. But I hate that I'm a threatener and I don't want to do it. Like it's not my go-to strategy, but I do exactly what you just said, where I'll be like, we will never come back to the park ever again. I knew this was too much. I knew we couldn't do it. That's it. We're never. And then you see their face like crumble and cry because we're never coming back to the park. And I'm like, oh. And that's like,
that didn't help.
I hate it so much. And it's not rational. And it's like my go-to thing that I hate that I do.
Okay. Yeah. I have one last question, at least from me. So I feel like because I was raised in a really tumultuous environment, like alcohol, drug, like there was no structure. I had to create structure. So then I made a bunch of rules. That's been interesting to deconstruct as I get older, you know? But like, I feel like I have parented so feeling forward that when I got to the soap, like it was almost like I thought, have I been too gentle or have I given too much grace? You know, like you're not allowed to actually scream in my face, whether you got a new sister who's lovely, by the way, she's a great chick and, or whatever, like you just can't yell at me that way. So do you think that it is possible that we need to just be firmer sometimes, whether it doesn't have to be threatening or discipline wise, but just like maybe it's less feeling, which I know goes against the branding and probably your core, but do you think we're sometimes too much grace giving and they actually need us to be a little more disciplined?
I think both things exist at the exact same time. The feeling the feeling behind him screaming in someone's face is never going to go away. And if we make him feel ashamed about those feelings or we don't normalize those feelings, then he's going to end up 30 years old and having no idea what to do as a man with angry feelings. The feeling isn't, being too feeling-y is definitely not the problem. Do we want to be firm? Hard, yes. We want to be firm. It is not okay to scream in your sister's face. It is not okay to scream in my face. I also guarantee you that washing the soap thing and all of those things, that's also not going to help him when he's 30 and feels really angry. Any kind of physical or like heightened, you know, anger towards him, because what you're teaching him is when other people have hard moments, it's literally getting programmed into his brain. I'm going to start to feel really fucking angry at them because he's watching you interact with him and doing what he's doing with his anger. So we want to be firm and we want to be in control and we want to be that leader of the home. It is not okay to scream.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's just a kind of like common misconception out there of like, you know, talking about feelings means you have to be soft and gentle and please don't hit your sister. It's like, yeah. No, firm is good. We don't hit. It's okay to feel angry. Hitting is not okay. Like being firm is great. Kids need that.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people take it that way, that they can't be firm. Yes. I think mm-hmm. that's where you feel like the pendulum is swinging, because a lot of parents just hear, you know, whatever.
Get on their level.
And yeah, yes. And they don't think that they can still be firm with them. And it's like, okay. And then you've got a whole group of kids that have parents that have not had boundaries and not been firm. And I think that that's where the misconception.
Not saying you don't have boundaries.
No.
I'm definitely, I'm very firmly parenting. Yeah, like I feel, sure. I'm from Michigan. So you're already, we're street in that. Like it just gets kind of hood fast, you know? So it's not like he's walking all over me.
Absolutely.
I sometimes wonder, I do really am passionate about parenting, period. I'm super passionate about parenting boys. I was raised by a little boy that did not get the validation, attention, love, and like moments. 10-minute miracle mm-hmm. would have changed my dad's life, which would have changed my life.
Yeah.
So yeah. I know what it looks like when a little boy doesn't get that. And so I'm determined, and I'm not saying I'm going to get it, I'm going to nail it. But for me, this is like a generational cycle breaking thing for me. Like I know he's going to get angry. I just want him to know he has a place he can do that. I just need him to also be respectful.
Yeah. And imagine your dad having been taught, you're going to get angry. And here's how you let that out. Imagine if that would have happened. Your child will make mistakes. They're not going to take a deep breath every time. They're going to scream in your face sometimes. Is that okay? No, but I promise you that with repetition, they are going to start to take deep breaths more. They are going to go for a walk more. They're going to feel more like I'm going to, you know, whatever the release is, listen to like eventually some really explicit rap music that like we don't want them to listen to, but it's better. You know what I mean? Like they're going to have healthy ways, or like a boxing class.
Oh, I did.
That's what we need to be teaching these little boys, because the anger is not going to go away. It's
exactly
gonna be
feelings
forever.
Talk is so important, because that is actually what makes a resilient, strong kid, is someone who can make sense of what's happening inside them, because that is step one to being able to deal with it in a safe, constructive way. So many of us did not have feelings talk. We don't understand what's happening. We push it all down and then we later explode, or we become anxious, we become depressed, substances, like you name it, you know? So this is actually one of the things we can do to make tough, sturdy kids.
Mm-hmm. So I was going to say, you know, my son who's 14, you know, he doesn't love to talk about feelings either. We more talk, like we just kind of talk and talk and talk. He doesn't even realize that we're talking about feelings as much. But during COVID, I noticed him like for the first time. So he would have been 11, 12, like have an outburst because he's so social. He hadn't been around anyone. And so I got him a boxing thing so he could go box. And that didn't last very long, but I'd hear him in there and he'd go in there and whatever. So, you know, he did that for a little while. But one thing I noticed at 14, he had a situation where his girlfriend actually at the time had done something, and he came to me later and told me, he's like, I don't want to talk about it yet. But then he came to me later and he talked to me about it. And he said, I didn't react the way that I wanted to her because she had done something. He was like, but then I later apologized and did it. But I saw, like, cause that's what I do. That's kind of my MO. I'll react the way I didn't want to. I'll yell or I'll do whatever, but I will always come in and I will say sorry. And we will always talk about it. And we will. So I saw him kind of do that. He's like, but I went back to her and I apologized, and that's not how I should have reacted. And so it was like kind of that moment of like, all right, I've messed up plenty.
You high-fived yourself and you should have.
Yeah. Plenty of mistakes, learning how to freaking raise these children. Mm-hmm. But like, thank God he like, you know, he learned something in that.
Yeah.
And I think that that's like all we can do.
That's the best we can do.
And everyone, just girls, thank you for coming on. You've got your podcast After Bedtime. You've got your Instagram, Big Little Feelings. Just thank you for helping helping the mamas out here.
Yeah, you're awesome.
We need to not know that, we need to feel like we're not alone in all this. So thank you.
You're doing great.
Yeah.
You are too.
So are you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We're all just doing it.
Take your kids to the park.
Yeah.
God, I hate it. If it wasn't 0 degrees, I definitely would.
Oh, it's so cold.
Well, thank
here
you,
too.
Girls. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye. See you soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, like 90% of the time, I would like to think that I get down on their level, and the other 10 is just, I said, stop.
Well, yeah, I mean, stop. That's it. Mm-hmm. I think that's it. And I don't, I mean, you guys know me personally, but just publicly, I would like to say I'm a very intentional parent. Oh, so yeah.
You're a very, very intentional parent.
Yeah, I'm not like a pushover. I'm also not like,
no,
go, you know, you have to go deadlift 60 pounds because you talk back to me or anything.
I think you're a good mix of being
I'm
firm
trying to be.
And I wasn't even referencing you. I just think the pendulum has swung a little bit
because
people just see
I know
you're just supposed to talk about feelings. And it's like, there's so much more to that. And there still has to be boundaries and there still has to be firmness, which I think that we're starting to kind of.
I get excited. I know this is probably, I get very excited for our generation of kids. To see what they do for the world and how they are in the world. Mm-hmm. Because we are, even when we are not nailing it, I feel like we are so intentional.
To be continued.
We shall see.
Check back in. Are we doing wind down in 20 years?
Check back in 20 years when the Ramsey legend and Jolie and Love and everybody comes on.
Hey. Oh boy.
That's a scary thought.
I think I'm sick
actually,
back
then. No, no, yeah.
Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Discover the rich, smooth taste of Matcha Love made with Japanese green tea and real matcha. There are so many culinary treats to create with this precious powder that go beyond the traditional tea ceremony. Everything from lattes to baked goods to smoothies, experience the vitality of the whole tea leaf. Matcha is vibrant in taste and full of powerful health benefits. Get 25% off all Matcha Love products on etoan.com using code JANA. That's code JANA. At itoen.com, available on Amazon and itoen.com. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, TECOVAS.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.